Civil rights leader Martin Luther King leads a march through the streets of Memphis in February 1968.
1,300 sanitation workers are on strike, and Memphis is not being fair to them.
The workers were angry about their meager salaries. They had no health insurance and were barred from being recognized as union workers. The strike divided the city along racial lines and came to symbolize the demands of African Americans for equality. Reverend Samuel Billy Kiles had persuaded Dr. King to come to Memphis. He says the civil rights leader linked the plight of the sanitation workers to the larger cause of eliminating poverty.
So he came to Memphis to help the garbage workers. And that is something that we will always remember, because he had such a compassion for the poor.
A few months before he arrived in Memphis, King and other civil rights leaders launched the Poor People's Campaign.
It is my hope that power for poor people will really mean having the ability and the aggressiveness to make the power structure of this nation say yes when they may be desirous of saying no.
King's Poor People's Campaign was the second phase of the civil rights movement. The goal was to build a nationwide coalition of poor people of all races and ethnic backgrounds and to push for jobs, equal wages, and decent housing.
We are tired of working full-time jobs for part-time income.
All right.
We are tired of living in run-down, dilapidated, rat-infested shacks and slums.
Kyle says King was planning another march on Washington to get the government to spend billions of dollars on poor people.
I saw him stand on the front porch of a home in Quitman County, Mississippi, and he saw little kids running around with their stomachs swollen. You would have thought you were in a third world country. And he stood there and he wept. He said, "We can do better than this."
Reverend Frank McCray helped end the dispute between the city and the sanitation workers. He says if King were alive today, he would be happy that his work achieved results. Nearly 2 weeks after King's death, the city agreed to wage increases and union representation, and the Memphis sanitation workers ended their strike.
I think he would be pleased. That's the reason he came. And those things were effected primarily, if not exclusively, because of his death.
We're getting ready to demand jobs and income.
Community leaders say King's final campaign to bring about social justice will never be forgotten. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Memphis.